In 1882, King Ludwig II appointed our art and antiques firm as official supplier to the Royal Bavarian Court. Our customers included almost the entire European aristocracy, American and European industrialists and financiers, diplomats, poets and artists, professors and scholars, and international museums such as the Metropolitan Museum, New York. The German Railroad Company had all their rail cars upholstered with materials from our firm, and the American newspaper magnate William Randolph Hearst ordered great loads of art and antiques for his castle in California. After the takeover, plaques saying that we, the owners of the business, were Jews, were mounted on the facade. Yet the Nazis continued to be our customers. Everything was done via third parties, architects, for instance, or other intermediaries. Other customers resorted to middlemen too, but there was also a clientele who remained loyal to us, people who continued to come personally and give us their moral support. Even Hermann Göring came once, in defiance of the boycott on Jewish businesses. He spent 4 hours there and finally bought 2 carpets. Meanwhile, a crowd had gathered outside. The rumor had gone round that Göring was at Bernheimer's. But the newspapers made no mention of his visit.